Welcome to season 9, episode 12 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crunch. Had a great day at work. Hopefully I will be able to exude that happiness into the show along with the chief and the goon. Goon, how was your day at work?
My day at work was also excellent. I fixed a problem that I gave the solution to our system administrators back in November, and yesterday they finally did what I told them, and guess what? It worked. And then I started to make progress, and they were like, you know, why aren't you done yet? Which made me lose my cherub-like demeanor somewhat. The guy running their office is a bonehead, and he's ignorant too.
A dusser twofer.
Stubborn and ignorant. I mean, you just don't get that everywhere.
How was your day, Chief?
So, after dealing with all the weight of the world related issues that apparently I deal with on a daily basis now.
Yeah.
There was a person who delivered a product. And when I said, did you test this product? They, of course, said yes.
They always do.
And then when I had them run through the tests and I say, this error is not possible if you had gone through the tests. So tell me again, did you run through the tests? And then, breaking down, they said, no, I was in a rush, blah, blah, blah. I said, this has already been delivered. So we have given a broken thing to someone.
Well, are you in a government contract?
I am on no contracts. I get called into places.
Is he on a government contract?
He is no longer going to be on any contract.
I was about to say, because that sounds like standard operating procedure. Just delivered it. We'll fix it in version 2. You know,
he's gonna be gone.
They're gonna disappear him.
Okay, you don't gotta know nothing else. If anybody asks, the chief was with us.
Exactly, you're with us, chief.
Yeah. Hey, look. All I said was, I have done what the people asked. I found the problem, and I found the source of the problem.
And it is you.
What happens after that? Is none of my concern.
Oh, gosh. Boy, that's a fun way to start. That's just awesome.
Yeah, that. You and I have hardly had a chance to talk this whole week, Crap.
We have been busy little bees, I swear.
Makes the day go faster. It does.
It does. It helps. We had 5 major things to finish up, and somehow I ended up finishing them all. And I'm like, I know there's a team over here. So, yeah, there's that. I've learned all kinds of new skills, so my resume is even longer. I need to worry about that. Although they did ask me today, which I thought was out of the blue, you know, so exactly who does hold your clearance? I'm like, well, you guys do, don't you? This is the prime asking me this. And I'm like, uh-oh.
But what would you say you do here, Crutch?
Yeah.
Everything, Chief. The list is legion at this point. Like, if I had to list off all the things on my current project that I've had my hands on and have changed, you know that funny pie chart they always show with the big yellow piece? And then the blue piece is, yeah, it's this one, it's just blue. Yeah, that's me on that pie chart.
Well, okay.
Okay, there was one thing in the latest release that I didn't have my hands on.
Yeah.
And we delivered like a dozen new features. So, yeah. Okay, I'm good. And I know the goon has been suffering because there was an efficiency expert that went through his office.
Oh my goodness. The efficiency expert decided that for budgetary reasons, our internet access would go from terminals on every desk to a few kiosks that we can all share. I pause now for you to explain to me how that's efficient.
Well, it's less work for the essays.
Well, as they don't do a whole lot of work anyway, I mean,
yeah,
I shouldn't say that. They have a couple of really good people who are talented and who significantly helped me, even with that problem I mentioned earlier.
When was the problem initially identified and requested for fix? Was it
November? Yeah, but not to
what
not
month to are the, now?
We are in April.
Hmm.
Yeah, but the guy that helped me wasn't there in November.
So what you're telling me is it took new blood.
Apparently so.
You know what that means for the old blood?
Well, you know, you would think, wouldn't you, that would you say, Crutch, that
there's a phrase they used a lot on The Apprentice. Do you remember it?
Uh-uh.
Heard.
Would you say that for the product I support, I am a recognized expert?
You are on such a small handful of people at your level that I don't even, I can't even use all the fingers. Like you're the, like the middle finger for this project.
Oh, I'm so honored that you think of me that way,
because it's the most important. It's like the longest. It's, you know, it's right in the middle. Everybody sees it, especially when it's all by itself.
It makes a bold statement.
You are nothing if not a bold statement, sir.
Well, you would think then, when such a person gives you advice, why wouldn't you at least try it?
What?
Then you
the
get
advice of an established expert? Are you mad, sir?
Apparently. That's what I do for people that are experts like me in other things where I am not the expert. If they say do this, I go, okay, because I figure more than likely it's going to work. And if it doesn't work, I can blame it on them.
Exactly. You know, it's like semi-Nuremberg defense, you know. I was just following the smart guy.
Just following the smart guy. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. There's a PhD who like works within, you know, paper ball tossing distance. And I get a lot of great ideas from him. And it's like, yeah, because, you know, he has a PhD. So, yeah.
I thought that meant piled higher and deeper, but okay.
Well, sure.
So, it sounds like, Goon, you have fun, right?
I am having fun with this because, you know, when it immediately started to work, I was like, huh.
Imagine that.
And that's why they have that poster at the office that says Goon putting the F-U in fun.
Yes. Yes, and it has my smiling face with a mug of coffee.
Yeah,
I put the funk in dysfunctional. So yeah,
one of the youngsters said something about my being old, and I looked at him and said, "Quiet down, Sonny. I have shoes older than you."
You should show him your vehicles.
Every one of my vehicles is older than you and has more mileage.
Well, I don't know if it's male or pre-male, because you might be wrong.
Where are you?
That is true. Even the one that doesn't have rear shocks right now.
Wait, so it looks like that's the car or the coworker.
No, the car.
Oh.
Remember the when I was taking poor Doug to the hospital, the rear suspension failed. Mm. Or to put it in Mercedes E's, suspension collapsed.
Wow.
Which does sound pretty serious.
It does.
But now it's when I was backing it out of the garage, my neighbor, who has a wonderful sense of humor, was playing Low Ride.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
We have fun in the neighborhood. He goes, now, can you make it bounce? I'm like, I wish.
You know, if you took his head and banged it on the side of it, it would probably bounce.
Why don't you come over here? Let me run you over. I'll bet you that'll lift the rear end.
See, you need that the Polish mafia handkerchief in it and throw Polish gang signs while you're at Airstreams.
Gil.
Is there a YouTube video that I can reference these Polish gang signs?
Yeah, there was, what was it? You know, it was a joke to the, like, come to Ireland, come to here, mm-hmm. and it was come to Dubai, right?
Of course.
Look at this. We have this and this, and there's two guys at what looks like a prison table. Come to Poland. and it's just, you know,
aw.
Stone everywhere. And
yeah, pierogi.
Really good pierogi.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Man, let me. Hey, the Browning Ranch is celebrating some happy events this week, aren't they?
I think it's already been celebrated.
Well, you know, it has, and it's kind of my fault. I was supposed to remind us last week.
Oh.
And I forgot. Even though we got all those wonderful photos the whole week. You go ahead and make amends for me. Go ahead.
Who?
I don't care.
Oh.
Tell the people what you thought of the pictures and what we're talking about. How would that be?
Well, okay. So I didn't know what I was looking
at. What if I got to write a script for
you? Yeah. Well, you know, if you would, that would be nice. Do I have everything ad lib? Oh, my God.
It seemed... Oh, my God. We've been doing that for 9 years. What's stopping you now?
I've gotten to a point in my career where I can't think on my feet no more. I have no idea why I went right into Ringo Starr.
Though, this, it kind of works. That accent makes it all more poignant. Christian Bale.
Did you use poignant? Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Christian Bale. Yes. The best Batman.
He is not American.
Yeah, I know.
But his kids do not have an English accent. They think the English accent is what they see from old British TV shows. So he makes fun of his kids, making fun of his accent.
Oh, okay.
He was like, what did he say? Cheerio, Paul. And he was like, no boy in Lancaster says anything like that.
Exactly. Is he from Lancaster?
He's Manchester. I don't know where he's
from. Manchester? Manchester United?
The funny thing is, in the comments of said video, they're like, if we got Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, and Wolverine together,
mm-hmm.
without, you know, the English accents, what would it sound like?
Oh my gosh.
It's a UK party.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it would be.
Wolverine is an Aussie, but it's still... It's still like
they're just the criminals who left England.
Yeah, they're the criminal Brits.
You know, it's a sad thing too, because apparently everyone was saying that his Mr. Jackman's wife was very lucky to have him based on her stature and everything. But then he decided to go in and do what many folks have been doing recently and said, oh, I can do better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
And the worst part is, and I know this was going to upset the goon, so I held off as long as I could. But then Pierce Brosnan was giving advice how to keep your marriage solid.
He has been married a long time. You know, truth is truth.
You're hurting me.
Yeah. It was, I saw it and I was like, of all the people. And
so the talentless hack has kept a marriage together. How many years do we know?
Over 20. That's what I know.
Okay. Mr. Brosnan, I will for the next year, not refer to you as a talentless hack, because such an accomplishment deserves something, because marriage is hard, dude. You have,
he has been married since 2001.
Good for you. Good for you, my man.
I mean, it's nothing. I mean, I'm 34 years and you're what? How many, Goon?
1983. So that would be,
17 plus 42.
42. It'll be 42 in June.
I'm here for the math.
Thank you. Somebody has to be, because
I'm not here for the dialogue, because obviously I need you to write it.
We didn't finish the Browning story though. Mr. Browning,
yes.
hatched geese and ducks.
Not personally.
I don't know that. I mean, I didn't see any pictures of him sitting on the eggs, but we did see the eggs hatching.
Okay.
Is that what they do? They hatch when the animals inside peck their way out?
I'm going to find out, because I should have about 2 weeks left before my little chicks start popping out.
You see how much fun? You see how much fun they're having, Crutch? What are we doing here?
I don't know. Even if I didn't want to grow chickens, it still would be much more fun than what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Mr. Browning has been sending us photos of not only the animal husbandry pursuits,
mm-hmm.
but pictures of smoked meat products that he has made.
Which is just not fair at all, because...
And the lovely they're here. Yeah. And the lovely things Mrs. Browning has made out of them.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm still drooling thinking of that pizza.
Oh, yeah, so, that pizza was... That was... Yeah.
That is the full circle of life.
Oh, smoked rib meat, red onions, pineapple, barbecue sauce, pizza sauce, and Mexican four cheese blend. I will include the picture because I'm drooling on it right now.
You wipe the drool off before you scan it, okay?
I'm here for you guys.
Yeah. Hopefully not in a Star Trek kind of way.
There you go. Now you all can stare at it during the show. There you go.
And of course, we can also talk about the rousing success of Snow Woke.
So
imagine that. Nobody went to see it.
What? Okay, but just the name of it. Why is it called that?
Snow Woke or Snow White?
Snow White.
Why was it called Snow White?
Yes.
Why was the original called Snow White, you mean?
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was just her name.
No, because she
or
was
Snow White, like virtuous.
Was Snow White.
I thought it was because she was virtuous and kind and liked little people.
No.
How much did she like little people?
Because that's levels of debauchery we don't need to go into.
She has a thing for shorter men, you know.
You're saying maybe Dopey wasn't so dopey, huh?
Well,
God help her around Sneezy.
This wasn't even a Netflix special. Because they are known for just getting it all wrong, well, on purpose, it seems. But are you gonna? I mean, this is Snow White during the end of March, when the snow has melted.
Indeed.
Now you have the muddy mix.
I mean, not up by Swamp Fox yet, probably. I think they got another blast this past weekend.
Mm, yum.
Well, if the storms that have hit my area make it up to you guys, then you should have some fun stuff, because holy smoke, it is always nice when you are driving down a road, you see one patch of sunlight, and then it gets ominously dark, and there are no more birds chirping. It's like, I hope they don't know something that I don't, and I'm not going into a funnel of doom or anything.
Really? Eesh.
Yeah, I've been watching your weather forecast, and it ain't pretty.
Nope.
And you get like two or three more days of it, so.
I know.
Batten down the hatches.
My grass is so tall.
Is your storm cellar filled with water?
It doesn't have that problem.
Oh, just spiders.
Yes. That I have not been able to fix.
Well, that was scary. Oh, look, a black widow spider. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, you can hold them. They're cool as long as you don't. Oh no, you freak out.
You can hold. Hold them.
Yeah. Well, we inadvertently held them, and so that's when we learned. Because I was scared at first. I was like, man, this is day two in Texas. I better not die this fast.
That would be awkward, I think. You know,
be tough to explain. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, being dead and all, I don't think I'd care at that point.
Well, that's true.
So how was your weekends, gentlemen?
I helped the number one fan sell her car.
Was that a pleasant experience?
You know, I was really surprised, and it was. We went to CarMax. Well, okay, so we got an offer from the Ford dealership, which at the time sounded not bad. We then went online and went to Carvana, and they beat Ford by $2,000. And
they'll come and get it from you, right?
They will. And I think that's part of the problem, because CarMax beat Ford by $5,000, sorry. So we went with them and we dropped it off ourselves. And it was a little longer. I mean, they quoted it like 35 minutes and it was more like an hour and 10, but you know, I spend a lot more time in a car dealership than an hour and 10 minutes, as you may guys know, selling cars, buying cars is a pain in the butt. But,
indeed.
Yeah, so we got out of there. They gave her a certified check. We deposited the check. The check cleared in 2 days. The lady is a happy camper. She's a pedestrian now, but she's a happy camper.
Outstanding. And somebody out there is going to get a nice vehicle.
2021 Lincoln Corsair with all of 14,000 miles on it.
We should start watching CarMax and see if we can find out how much they're asking for it.
I've already looked, and I didn't find hers, but I found a lot of 2021s with that same round mileage. They're charging between 28 and 32. So they're getting their money.
Okay.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
So, did you know that the auto loan deficit, you know, amount of money that is out on car loans,
mm-hmm.
is now $1.7 trillion. And the amount of delinquent accounts has been steadily rising.
Ruh-roh.
So
that doesn't sound good.
See, when you go with the goons approach to cars,
mm-hmm.
you don't participate in that debt at all.
Because you never had a car loan.
Not never had one, but I haven't had one.
Not never. Thank you for the double negative.
Since 2009 or 10.
Wow. Good job.
Is when Hurricane and I decided to start doing this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we've been able to for the last, we paid mostly cash for the van that we currently have. That was the last car loan that we had. And the other two cars, we paid cash.
Nice. Well, pay cash, you don't have to worry about whether or not you can afford it.
I have to wait for more collapsing, because I was...
Today wasn't enough?
Well, no, I'm not talking about market collapsing. I'm talking about the car scenario, because thanks to... They actually blamed... with Instagram influencers. There is a Honda type R, and they only made a couple of these in yellow. Now it's a Honda Civic.
What is
the max price a Honda Civic should ever cost?
Buck and a half.
15, 17 maybe?
This was going for 70.
Did somebody insert a nuclear engine and thing, or model get a Mustang frame underneath it?
You're going to say P.T. Barnum is right.
So you could have had the same Honda Civic in the standard gray color, got mm-hmm. a $3,000 wrap to make it the yellow color, and still, it would have only been like 35, because so it said so this is so because people were just bragging on the internet, prices became inflated. The Ford F-150 Super Duty, $111,000.
Yeah, those things are ridiculous.
Yep, and that drove the price of the Expedition that I like up as well. And even the used ones are up now because nobody's buying new.
Right. Right. So it ruined literally everything that I could not buy vehicles that had been in accidents for under $10,000.
Wow.
Yep, before all this happened, the next car that I want was going to be in the $12,000 to $15,000 range. Used Mercedes GL450 or 550. It's just the difference is the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Really didn't care which. Well, that's not true. I wanted the faster car, but I would have suffered through the smaller engine. And now you can't, I know. I'm a giver though. You know, now they're up around 25 for the same year, same mileage.
Wow.
It's dumb.
They've come down a little, but Chief's right. Not enough yet.
Right. So they're no longer, two times MSRP. Now they are currently at MSRP or, 1,000 to 2,000 below. Well, they will say MSRP and then $2,000 break or something.
And yeah.
I just read that thanks to tariffs, Ford is now doing something where it says that until sometime in the summer, you pay what the employees pay.
Oh, okay. That always
helps. Because I think they realize that when the orange man brought out the pen of destruction. Now, here's another thing that I don't get. Rand Paul, the one mm-hmm. who says, we have too much tax, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he against tariffs when his father was not?
I don't know.
We understand Mitch McConnell. Anything orange man does is bad.
Right.
That goes without saying. And then,
right.
Collins and Murkowski, who knows why they do what they do anyway?
Well, because they're rhinos.
Yeah, they're not even Republicans, so.
Well, either way, this made no sense when I saw that. Thankfully, in the House, it will never see the light of day. So it's a moot point that they passed it in the Senate, but still, it's like, hey, I'm doing this. Here's the reason why I'm doing it, and I think it'll be good for the country. And they're like, no, we think not only do we think otherwise, we said we were going to help you, but we're not. In fact, we will work against you.
Yeah, did these cocaine need to be primaried?
Did Cocaine Mitch use the auto pen to cast his vote? So I'm not sure he could have done it on his own.
Who knows what he did? They showed his picture, so maybe it was a cardboard cutout.
Was he blinking?
Well, does he ever blink?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Not very much anymore. I just keep her just in the room.
Speaking of the ancient, I hear that Supreme Court justices shall be retiring so that their seats can be filled because, what SCOTUS blog said, we are not as arrogant to think we know what will happen. Thus, you know, we want to be sure that the person filling our seat meets the right criteria. And these were all digs at Ruth Bader Ginsburg, from what I could tell.
Nice. So do we know which ones? Thomas? I would assume.
It was Thomas and Alito.
Okay.
Who I think are the two oldest.
How old is the CJ?
The Chief Justice of Robert C. Rothbard. Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently Sotomayor has serious health problems.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Honestly,
I heard that as well. Like, I can't remember what it was, Chief, if you do, but
I do.
I remember reading that, and it did sound not very good.
Wow, Chief Justice John Roberts is 70. Dude looks good for 70.
Yeah. Oh. It's amazing what happens when you have about zero stress and you work two times out of the year, get paid a little of money.
Hey, that's a tough 3 months they work, young man.
Sure. Yeah, she has complications due to diabetes.
Oh, no. That's
Oh, no. Now I feel really bad for her.
Yeah. And she's also only 70.
Yeah, I didn't think she was 70 either.
Isn't it wild that that's considered young?
I know.
It's working okay for me. I'm liking that. Yeah. Good
thing. Yeah. 70 can be the new 50, I guess. I don't know. Something like that.
You guys are in your infancy then, and I'm not even born.
Take as much time as I can get. Hey, especially with the weekend that I had, you know?
Yeah.
I got made young again.
What'd you do?
Hurricane and I were house sponsors, I guess, for two boys and one of the adult chaperones for Watoto Children's Choir number 116.
Watoto, how do you spell that?
Watoto. These are villages in Uganda that have been raising orphans and abandoned children since like the 1940s. A couple started this group, and they're on like their third generation of kids.
Wow.
You go in and you know what you get from among the adults there? You get a mom and dad who will help you.
Mm-hmm.
There's schooling. There's the young chaperone named Jude was raised in one of the villages and is now working full time.
Oh, cool.
To help continue this. And he told me as we walked around DC. And he was such a kind young man when he found out that I'm also worried about diabetes. When we were walking, he's like, "Are you sure you're okay, Uncle Goo?" And he made me like drink water all the time. It was just like having a hurricane there. It was great. This hurricane couldn't come with us. So I took them. We parked up near Farragut North. And walked over to the White House, which absolutely thrilled them. You never know how much your country means to others until you get people who have never been here who come and they go, "Well, we want to just take pictures through the fence. We know we can't go on a tour." And among the comments I got were from the younger boys, Shafiq and Mark, are 11 and 12, I believe. And they were like, "Well, we see movies, you know, where the terrorist jumps over the fence and runs to the White House. And we're standing right next to the Secret Service guy, you know, bristling with weapons." And I saw the smile twitch across his face. And I go, "What do you think now, looking at this gate and all these guys?" And he goes, "I think that the movies lie." I go, "And you can't see their friends who are out there hiding. But right. They're there." And so we did that and we took pictures. And, you know, everybody, they got hugs even from protesters. "What? You're here from Uganda? Come here. Give me a hug. Good for you. Welcome to America." It really was a wonderful experience. And since they are a religious group, I took them to the Museum of the Bible.
Oh, nice.
Which was a lot of fun. And we walked a lot and we got rained on and we ate expensive hot dogs on the mall.
Only way to do it.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
The only bad thing was that the French fries weren't that good because they didn't salt them and they didn't have salt available. And I ate one and they're like told to, you know, eat everything put in front of you. And I ate one and I looked at them and I went, "We're not going to eat these." If goon won't eat them, they're no good.
They're horrible, bad things to not put them in.
Bad.
So, you know, all the time that my dad would tell me that there are starving kids in Africa, and that's why we need to eat all our food, and you had a chance.
Starving kids in Africa.
Oh, trust me, Hurricane fed him well. When we brought him home, she had made two trays full of spaghetti casserole, which is really like lasagna made with spaghetti.
Okay.
And we managed to, I had the last piece tonight.
Trying to think how that works. Because, I mean, lasagna noodles are very wide. And if you're going to lay down the spaghetti, that's a lot of work.
You don't layer it. You don't layer it.
That was a lasagna then.
You mix the spaghetti in the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put meat and cheese on top and you put it in a casserole dish and bake it.
Okay.
And that causes it to hold together.
Okay.
Sort of. And garlic.
I approve of this meal. Don't get me wrong, but it's not lasagna.
I said it was like lasagna. Like.
Well, yeah. I mean, if, you know, the Patapsco River is like the Nile.
Well, anyway, first of all.
You will go ask a Sicilian, okay? I'm just saying.
I will call her and ask her.
Okay.
She's been, the goon child has a little situation and she has been sending suggestions.
Oh, gosh.
To her. You know that picture she sent you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sent that one along to her. Here's what your cousin thinks you should do. Listen, if you have a chance to see the Watoto Children's Choir, they do worship music.
Mm-hmm.
Right out of the first song. My mouth was hanging open. They are fantastic.
Awesome.
This was a wonderful, moving spiritual experience. And they're traveling. These kids who are ranging in age from like 7 or 8 to 18 or 19, like their drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Their drummer just graduated from college. He's going to be a software engineer.
Oh, nice. Good job.
That's what I said. I welcomed him to the Brotherhood.
I have found their website. www.watoto.com.
Yes, indeed. And you can send them money. They don't charge for their performances. If you want to give money while you're there or buy some of their stuff, you can. Man, it was so well done. And they are very nice. And Chief, you would have enjoyed the, on Monday night, we had spiritual conversations for about an hour and a half, and it was wonderful. They are astute, learned young men, even at 11 and 12.
So what you're telling me is they had math proficiency.
This was a spiritual conversation, not math.
$5 says they have math proficiency.
These are smart guys. I'm sure they do. So they've been on tour for 8 months now, and they have two more to go before they go home. And they do one day off a week.
So is it just U.S. or are they touring other countries or?
Just U.S. Started off, let's see, where they told me some of the states they were in. They go, well, we can't remember all of them at this point. But I mean,
there's so many for other people. Yeah.
This is a full, by God, on the bus, rock star tour.
Hmm. Very new.
And
very cool.
Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland. They were going up to back into Pennsylvania and Jersey, then back here into Maryland.
I think they'll make it to Texas.
I don't know if they have any Texas on this trip. They come every year.
Hmm.
And, you know, they store the bus somewhere while they're waiting for the next choir to get put together.
Like at a Walmart parking lot?
I They said it was a garage somewhere, but they, so it can rest is what they told me. And, honestly, Chief, if you can contact them and get them to come to your church, you would be blessed beyond measure.
I'll see what I can do.
I was, and volunteer to be a house person. First of all, the amount of food they're going to get is absolutely going to blow their mind at your place.
Tell them about the ghost, though.
Well,
that's fair warning. I'm just, you know, truth in advertising, all that.
You know what they wouldn't do in D.C.? They wouldn't walk on any of the sidewalk grates. You know why?
Why is that?
Why?
You can't do that in Uganda. The grates won't hold you.
Oh.
But then they saw me walk across, and I guess they figured, well, if it holds him, probably okay.
What do they make them out of?
They're just rusty and not in good repair.
Or paper mache.
Yeah, it's not like here, Crutch.
It's not like all the clay pipe we have here in Baltimore that, you know, what a surprise, after 100 years, it finally gave way.
Yeah, but that's underground where you can't see it.
Until it's not underground and we all see it.
Yeah, but that's 100 years from now. You don't need to worry about that. That must be what they were thinking, don't you think?
Absolutely.
So yes, I had a fine time this weekend. And the Canine Protective Force loved them too.
Well, eventually.
Although little Wendy barked and growled at first, and it was like the first day, every time she saw them, it was like she forgot they were there.
Like, who are these people?
And Stitch would look at her like, what is wrong with you? They're like, guests, stop growling.
What about the cats?
Show cat hid for the most part.
Hmm.
The hateful kitten, Cinder, she would like come out and look at them when it was time to be fed.
Hmm.
She figured out she could get them to feed her, and that was okay with her.
Isn't it always?
Yeah, I think one morning she might have gotten 3 breakfasts.
I like having these ones around. They feed me.
Yeah. This is good. Leave them here.
Well, here it is. That was very
indeed.
Nice. What a great way to end the show. That was awesome. Our thanks to the Watoto choir members for apparently leaving a lasting positive attitude on our one and only Goon, because I know he's been having a few rough moments, both in and out of work. And thank you for making him a happy camper.
Indeed.
And now we just need to find a way to bring some joy into the Chief's life, and all will be well. But before we do that, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Browning's Quack House, when you need quack right now. Browning can supply you with pure, uncut quack and even smoke it for you. Yes, Mr. Browning will smoke your quack for you. For all your quack needs, it's Browning's Quack House. And Snow Woke, when you absolutely have to lose money overnight. Have something everyone is looking forward to? Want nobody to show up? Hire a loudmouth, talentless actress to promote the movie she stars in. Change everything anyone on earth likes and then complain that it loses money faster than Crutch playing the lottery. The wages of woke is broke. And the Watoto Children's Choir. Enjoy beautiful worship music performed by beautiful souls. If this choir is performing near you, just go. Donate to this worthy cause at watoto.com. That's WATOTO.com. You will be doing a wonderful thing that is starting to help a third generation. This is a no-miss, for real, good thing. Don't miss it. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.